the extension of the Western Railway corridor from Claremorris to Athenry. Colman O'Rahilly is a spokesperson for West on Track, which has been campaigning for the restoration of rail along the West Coast. He joins us now on the line. Colman, as you understand it, what's going to be announced?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Well, I understand that the programme, the sectoral plan for the Department of Transport will include the reopening of the railway from Athenry to Claremorris, that there will be enabling works for the initial year or year and a half, that the planning and design and all of that will go ahead in the course of that period also, and procurement into 2027 as well, and that the major construction will take place from 2028 to 2030. So obviously we welcome that very much.
Mm-hmm. Does this mean then that people will be able to travel from Limerick to Ennis, then on to Athenry, and then on to Claremorris?
Well, not only that, but they'll be able to travel on to all of the major towns in Mayo, Ballina, Castlebar and Westport, as well as Claremorris, because obviously it will plug, the reconnection of this section of the Western Rail Corridor will plug in all of the towns of Mayo with all of the major cities and towns to the south of Connacht. So you'll be able to travel from any of the towns of Mayo to Galway, to Limerick, to Waterford or to Cork by rail. So this is what we mean by joined up thinking, I suppose, Rachel.
Who do you expect will use the line? Is the demand there?
Well, there's huge demand. When we consider the extraordinary traffic situation that you have in our regional capital of Galway, where many people travel on a regular basis and many on a daily basis, there's a need for a public transport alternative. And obviously, the extension of the Western Rail Corridor will mean that people from North Galway and South Mayo and that who are travelling to Galway will have ready access to the city. We think also that many students will choose to commute to college because, as you know, it's very, very difficult for students to get accommodation now in Galway. And where they can get accommodation, it's at a very exorbitant price. So there's all kinds of options. And then, of course, there are people who are travelling for medical reasons to Galway and so on. And then, as the late Dr. John Bradley said, there's tremendous potential for developing rail tourism from Galway to Westport, which is another major tourist area in the west of Ireland. And all of these options will be open to people once this piece of railway line is reconnected.
You've been campaigning for more than 20 years. Is this the end of the line, so to speak?
Oh, not at all. There's another piece
of the railway. I thought you were going to tell me that.
Yeah, there's another piece of the railway still to be reconnected, and that is the logical extension, of course, of it to Sligo, because Sligo and Galway are the two largest conurbations in Connacht, and it makes perfect sense to reconnect them. After all, they were connected in the 1890s, so we cannot see any reason why in a developing west of Ireland that railway would not continue on to Sligo. And we have an international airport just north of us here in Claremorris that can be connected in directly or indirectly to the railway line. And obviously Sligo would have a direct synergy then with the regional capital of Galway. And when we consider that many people in Sligo and further north indeed in Donegal have to travel to Galway for cancer treatment, for example, mm-hmm. it's very, very important that they would you would have the optimum public transport available for people. And these are just simple examples, but obviously our main objective will be to continue this project onto Sligo, and we believe that the case is well made for it at this stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, Colman, it was great to talk to you again, and thank you very much for being with us this afternoon. Colman O'Rahilly there of West on Track.